What is the story of the Buenaventura that you came across?
Yeah, so the Buenaventura River was a mythical river. It never actually existed, but it appeared on maps of the American Southwest for about 75 years. And the mistake began in 1776 when an expedition of Spanish explorers started moving into the region that we now call the American Southwest. And they hit the Green River, which is the headwaters of the Colorado, and they called it the Buenaventura, which, of course, even the name implies this idea of good luck and easy journeys. And they started moving westward, and they hit another smaller river. And on the map they created, they connected those two rivers together. And then they sort of drew a dotted line going off into the void, into the west. And when Americans got a hold of this map, it was an incredibly compelling idea that there was a river flowing westward across the region we now know is, in fact, a desert, and there are no rivers there. So it stayed on the maps, even though many, many explorers went into the Great Basin and found no Buenaventura River, and they came back and they reported that. It still stayed on the maps. It was such a compelling idea that there was water there and an easy way to get to California.
And it wasn't there.
And it wasn't there.
I mean, this is sort of like creative map making that sounds like it drew a lot of people to the Southwest under sort of a false pretense. Do you think it caused migration to this part of the country?
I do. I call it in the book a terrible hope. These maps were being given to immigrants who were coming west and really being told that the West was the nation's destiny. And the idea of the river was so strong that they were actually told they should pack boat building materials, and that when they got to the edge of the region we now know is where the Great Salt Lake is, they could build a boat and float all the way to California, and it would just be an easy way to get to California. And of course, when they got there, there was no river, and they had to abandon their boat building materials, and those journeys were really quite terrible and frightening. But I do think there was kind of this false idea that the West was a region of abundance, that it was the land of promise, and that legend erased the fact of the desert.
So how do you think this mythology has altered the way we, or sort of directed the way we use water in the Southwest?
Yeah, so the Southwest is defined by a lack of water. And I kind of write about that in the book as a beautiful thing. That's what gives us our towering saguaros and our beautiful canyons. This landscape is shaped by aridity. And that's something that I think Westerners need to learn to embrace. And what we've done is really erase it. And so when I first ran across the story of the Buenaventura River, I thought of it as a metaphor for the way we handle water in the West. We essentially erase the fact that there is a desert here. We build dams. We build canals. We're starting to talk about desalination and cloud seeding. We have all of these ways of bringing water into the desert. And what we really need to be doing is acknowledging that this is, in fact, a desert and finding a way to live ethically here.
And in your research for this book, you did come across a lot of ways in a lot of areas that people are giving back, as you say, to the river, not giving to ourselves more resources, but giving back to the river its own resource.
Yeah, I wanted it to be a book with hope in it. And so I went looking for, you know, on one hand, those stories of how we're reshaping the desert and erasing the desert. But on the other hand, stories of people who are doing the opposite, who are giving water back to the environment. And there's so many wonderful stories of that. There, for example, the dam that came down at Fossil Creek, the restoration of beavers to the San Pedro River. You know, a lot of people say the Colorado was too big to ever go dry, and I think that's somewhat missing the point. It already doesn't reach the sea, which is a kind of going dry. And it certainly could reach a point in which the infrastructure we have built for the Colorado doesn't work very well anymore. I think, again, we're just living in this world where we think somebody's going to save us. Water is going to be continually pulled in the West. And so we say, well, we're going to do cloud seeding. We're going to do desalination. Eventually, we're going to have to come face to face with the fact that we have built enormous cities in a desert.
Well, it's very exciting for you, but also, you know, we're riding the coattails here of your success. It's very exciting for us to have a published author in our midst. So
yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's very exciting.